Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we try to answer your queries, your issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children, and the answers are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today we have the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqvi, who is a faculty member at Al Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Yes, thank you very much.
Professor, as a teen, what should be the basic things that should reflect in our teenagers, which could actually make even others attract towards the religion of Islam? What are the very basic things they can do that are very even humane in nature, and Islam stresses a lot upon them?
In the Holy Quran, you find so many references to principles of practice and morals and ethics, which are human and universal principles. I mean, you won't find anything in the Quran and the teachings of Islam which are not humane. Any set of principles, any set of morals is based in the human nature. And if we are able to implement what is being taught to us in Islam, we can attract a lot of people towards Islam. The only problem is that we do not implement what is being taught. For example, when Islam talks about istainu, the Holy Quran says istainu bis sabri was salah, take the help, assistance through patience, sabr, and salah. I mean, if you want to achieve proximity to God and you are striving towards God and you are facing problems in that way,
right,
you need to take assistance from patience. This patience, this sabr, is a manifestation of our faith. It's a manifestation of our inner qualities as a human being, which is which manifests itself in faith, and then that leads to sabr.
Right.
Sabr and patience is a very important factor in our virtuous living as a human being, as a Muslim, as a faithful person, and in our interaction with other human beings.
Right.
If we are patient, for example, or when we are ready to forgive, patience is that we see something is being done wrong and we are patient, and instead of becoming angry, instead
right.
of becoming, harsh on the other person, we politely, with kindness, with providence, we try to reform that person.
Right.
Or if someone is doing something wrong to us and he can be, stopped by, somehow looking the other way, and not taking it upon ourselves to respond in kind and to repelling him. We can, somehow, for example, we see Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, a person comes to him and starts talking badly about the Holy, the Ahlul Bayt and Imam Hussein, Imam Hassan. And Imam Hassan then invites him in a very kind way to his house to eat. Then he realizes what mistake he has made. So
right.
instead of responding to that person in the same way that he was talking to Imam Hassan,
right.
he responded in a kind and generous way. He showed his magnanimity. He showed his generosity. The person was completely turned. So if we want to influence others, we need to influence ourselves. When it's generally said, if you want to change others, change yourself.
Right.
So if we are patient in the face of these calamities, in the face of these issues which we face every day, we can, you know, change others, and we can change their attitude, we can change their understanding mm-hmm. about us as Muslims and about Islam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam.
Right.
So,
Professor, we have more to explore on this topic, and we'll be discussing more after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, where Professor Salman Akhavi is helping us with some basic moral characteristics that should reflect in our teenagers so that they attract even others towards Islam. Well, Professor, you were talking about forgiveness towards others, and that was one of the incidents while you were talking. An incident struck my mind. Our Prophet, peace be upon him and his purified family, has had that forgiving nature towards all the creatures, especially his enemies. Like, there was this one of the guys, namely Suhail, in the Battle of Badr, who would use abusive language towards Prophet, peace be upon him. And the companions of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would tell him that, let us pull two of his teeth so that he learns a lesson and does not use that abusive language towards you. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives this very kind reply. He says that, if I was supposed to do that, Allah will not forgive me on the Day of Judgment, although I am his messenger. Which in itself is teaching us a lot.
Yes, so the Holy Prophet is the manifestation of all moral values and principles that can be associated with any human being. It is really something which we learn from. We need to learn from, and we need to emulate his example. It's very difficult to do that. I mean, it's a very difficult task to be able to emulate what the Holy Prophet did. It's very difficult to follow, but we should strive, we should try, we should endeavor to be like them. And the more we try, the more Allah Almighty will give us the strength to do so. But these examples have to be talked to with our children. Our children should be talked about these things, these examples, the way of
moral
life of
examples
the these examples from the lives of the Holy Prophet, from the lives of the Holy Prophet and the Imams, and Bibi Fatima to Zahra salam alayha, and Bibi Zainab salam alayha, how they persevered, how they strived, how they struggled for the sake of Islam, how to, if our children understand them, and then we also try to emulate them, try to become role models for our children. We, unfortunately, we say to ourselves and our children, we can't be like them. Yes, we can't be like them. We can't be them, but we can try to be like them.
We can at least try.
So we need to struggle in our personal behaviors towards each other and try to, you know, emulate the example of our imams, the role models, the qudwa, and they can teach us to be patient, to be forgiving. Of course, when we talk about forgiveness, we're not talking about forgiveness of a person who is, for example, doing something against Islam. We're not talking about forgiveness about people who are conspiring against Islam. We're not talking about people who are, abetting our enemies.
Right.
We need to be harsh upon them. We need to be strong. But harshness is, again, being strong against them. We don't allow them to penetrate and influence us. We need to be strong in the face of their onslaught. So we need to teach our children to become vaccinated, inoculated against these adversaries and the conspiracies and how they conspire against us. We need to teach our children to know what the techniques are, how they penetrate into us, how they influence us, how they change our minds, how they change our feelings. We need to be strong. We need to be aware of the designs of our enemies. But we're not talking about forgiving the enemies of Islam. We're talking about the forgiving of people who don't know properly. We need to teach them and be kind to them so they turn back
to Islam.
To Islam.
Right. We'll be discussing more with you, Professor, after a short break. The listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Nakavi, and Professor is helping us to inculcate the basic moral ethics in our children. And we were using the examples from the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أَصْوَةً حَسَنًا." Indeed, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best role model for you. Yes, Professor.
Yes, we also have innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. You are at the highest level of moral values and principles. You are a manifestation of the akhlaq of Allah Almighty.
Right.
And so he says that I have been sent forth to mankind to make mankind ascend to higher levels of akhlaq. The highest levels of moral living. So the most important thing is that we need to realize that those moral principles that we talk about regarding Islam and humanity as a whole, they do not at all conflict with the Islamic laws and practical laws of Islam.
Right.
Sometimes there's a fallacy. And they say, oh, we need to be a good human being. We don't pray, we don't fast, we don't carry out those ritualistic aspects of Islam. But we are nice people, we are good people, we are generous to people, we are kind to people, we don't fight and quarrel with each other, for example. Yes, these things are important, but they do not conflict with that aspect. The practical laws, the Islamic laws, they have to be observed. And these values and morals, they cannot be acceptable to Allah Almighty without those things.
Right.
If, they, for example, somebody is not praying, then nothing will be accepted.
Okay.
Because sometimes we
should have a good heart, and that's it.
So that's problematic. Yes, a good heart translates into praying to Allah Almighty. A good heart would mean that you pray on time, pray properly. Yes, that goodness in your heart will ascend towards Allah Almighty if the practical laws are implemented.
Exactly, and even when Quran teaches us on that, who are in loss, which are the people who are in deep loss, he says that the entire mankind is in loss. Except for the people who have iman, who have faith, and at the same time, amilu salihat, who carry out the good deeds. So having only iman is not enough. As Professor said, it should translate into amal, it should translate into the acts. And as we every time say, if the parents do that themselves, they really don't need to lecture a lot. Actually, children learn from what you do. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and for that beautiful discussion, adding to our knowledge, as always. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab COI, Call of Islam. You can find an archive of our programs there. Well, you can also find us on these social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. In case you have any questions regarding the upbringing of your children, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.